Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that for me, Dad?
No, son, that's for me.
She's like a 10.
The NBA arrested Heat's god Terry Rozier, Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, as part of a gambling sting. And we will talk about that at 9:15. But right now, Lamar Jackson is, what is he, $70 million under the cap next year?
The Ravens?
$76 million for the cap next year.
Oh, that's what his cap hit is.
Yeah. No, not the team. His cap hit is $76 million.
Yeah.
I may have said that wrong.
You said under, but
yeah,
that's
I
why
mean, I may have said that wrong. They've got to do something about that, right, Jim? They can't go into the 26th season with that hit, that number on the head.
I mean, you can, but you know it limits you in other places. And this is what we've talked about. When you get a franchise quarterback, he has to be paid as such. You want to take advantage of him on the rookie deal if you have a true franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then you want to pay the guy and backload it and then restructure when you have the chance. So this is, you don't want to take a $76 million cap hit because now you're looking at, I mean, how much of that of your cap is going to one player? And granted, that player is so important that you're going to have that guy on there. It's, you know, whatever the number may be. But if you're able to restructure, it allows you to get better on the offensive line. It allows you to keep this guy and that guy.
If I'm a quarterback, especially quarterback, those are the ones making all the money. Me restructuring that contract is more important to me, or equally as important to me as it is for the rest of the organization. You know why? Because I need people. I need help.
Yeah,
I need help. So if I'm Lamar, I'm calling anybody, Ozzy, Eric DaCosta, anybody that I have to call. Hey, when are we get this thing done, man? This is what I want for next year. Let's get this thing done. I want to get this done because I don't want to cost my team $76 million. That's just not smart.
Yeah. And again, like I think Lamar knows it too, and I think it is something he wants to get done because not only like you could talk about the cap hit, they're giving you more money, and you're going to get a bunch of it up front.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And then they'll backload that and move the money around how they see fit, and then you get to this point again, you got to bite the bullet. This is the one, I don't want to say the one position. I feel like I've already told you I think wide receivers are the most position in football, and that's tongue in cheek, but I love wide receivers.
Ain't crap.
Left tackles, pass rushers, quarterbacks. They start doing the gritty. Get me to do my Mike Gesicki. It's like, come on, dude. He looked like the Tin Man without any oil when he's doing it. You know, it's like, what are you doing?
He's the guy that dances on the ceiling. I told you.
Oh man!
But you got to get it done, Jeremy.
Yeah, you have to. And again, it allows you to do some of the other things you would like to do. Keep some of the players. Like, I don't think Marlon Humphrey's on this team next year. And we just talked about it with Ken McCusick the other day. Nate Wiggins is going to be your number one quarterback or cornerback. Who's number two? Do you know? I mean, you got all these young guys, and you got guys that are going to be moving on.
That's why I said at the beginning of the season, I had no idea they would be 1-5, but I said at the beginning of the season, if they don't win a championship soon, that window closes quickly. Because you have to start making smart decisions.
Yeah.
Smart fiscal decisions. And letting guys go, that's part of the locker room character and all those things. That's big, man. That's big in sports.
Well, see, the other part of this, too, is like fans are going, well, you guys don't do anything in free agency. You're not willing to sign a big-time pass rusher. You can't when your quarterback's got a $75 million hit. And again, by the way, How many big-time pass rushers actually get to free agency? It doesn't happen often. The teams either usually resign them or trade them.
Everybody needs them.
Yep.
That's why. I mean, do you think Lamar gets something done in the offseason?
I think it has to happen. So, yeah, I do think it gets done. And, I mean, I don't know what he's could be jostling for money-wise or if this is something where this is just kind of, hey, we know what you got before. We see what Josh Allen got. You got to get more than him. The next guy's going to get more than you. I mean, that's kind of how it goes. It's... Yeah. What did he get? I mean, who was it that... Was it Roger Clemens that signed that contract? Every contract he signed had to have $22 at the end because 22 is his number. He had like a weird thing that he did with it. You know, there are certain guys that... I want to get to this number. I want to do this. And if he has a number in his mind, they've had to have had conversations about this, right? You like, he has to know this is...
My jersey number was 11. The next contract I have won 11 cents at the end of it.
Mine was 22. That's the only reason I know that one.
Mine was 11.
But he did that all the time. By the way, I was just watching Kingpin.
Why did you choose 22? Did it choose you?
It chose me.
Initially.
So, yeah, because like I had a hand-me-down from my dad from one of his old softball shirts that I wore as a kid, mm-hmm. and it had a 22 on the back. And so as I wore that around, then when I started watching basketball, I saw Danny Ainge wearing 22.
Okay.
The Orioles and Jim Palmer, not that I was like some huge Palmer fan, but like I started seeing players that I liked that wore the same number,
right.
and then it became my number.
Mine was just handed to me. I was a sophomore. It gave me a jersey. It had number 11 on it. And
I changed my mind. Mine was the double deuce because of Roadhouse and Patrick Swayze.
Okay.
How do you? Oh, sorry, I interrupted you.
And I just stuck with it. Stephanie had it. Brianna had it. Robbie played off a defensive line, so he couldn't have it. And in baseball, he had number 20. But my daughters both wore 11.
Were you one of those guys that had to have your number?
Yep.
Like you would always
in
get
college,
it?
I did. Yep.
Like if I didn't have it, I would play and pick a different number. But like I always got my number. What?
I'd have my number.
Oh, he's it's like if I don't get 11, I don't.
He
play.
Has number 11. Yeah, he sucks. Gotta get number 11.
Did you ever have that situation where like you're an underclassman or you're whatever, and then you're coming to the team and somebody already has that number and that dude stinks? And you're looking at him, I was like, man, he shouldn't get that.
Never had that situation. Never. When you going in, give me my number.
When I couldn't get 22, I would get 44 because I was twice as good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that.
Those are the only two numbers I really wore.
Heat guard Terry Rozier, Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups, arrested as part of the FBI, looking into gambling in the NBA. Betting probe. We're going to talk about that up next, right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a bad, bad boy. 9:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. So the NBA is going at a couple players.
Correct.
Coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier were arrested Thursday as part of a pair investigation related to illegal gambling, sources told ESPN. Billups' arrest in Oregon,
I'm glad this new information
was made
out
as part of a separate but related illegal gambling case linked to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia. according to an ABC News report. Billups is expected to make an initial court appearance later Thursday. So I know this sounds weird, but at least we don't have a coach involved in gambling on the NBA.
No, there's a huge difference in this. Because then again, you're not affecting the sport. This is something you're doing in your personal time. It has more legal implications of, you know, like you're evading taxes and things like that and running in illegal sports. Now, if it's, it's so funny hearing about the mob because you know it's still around and people act like it's not. So, and this is one of those things where this happened to, if you remember, they made the movie about it, Jeremy Bloom's sister. She was running illegal poker tournaments with all kinds of celebrities and athletes that came to it and then got busted.
Now, you know all about the Rozier situation. His is different.
Yeah, they've been going on this forever where they're looking at games and now, so they started to look at betting habits. For people, be ready to drink real quick. They have all types of algorithms for everything. They can find out, it's like, okay, all this money's coming in on a really weird bet. Like, oh, this is, we've got a bench player under 3.5 points. Like, what? Why do we have $200,000 bet on this? Like, seeing money come in is one thing. And granted, you have your limits of what you can spend. So if you're seeing multiple bets come in on a weird prop play, it's gonna raise a red flag. And then now they're looking for this stuff. They're continuously looking for people that are betting the same thing. Because for what people don't know, the longer you bet with a sports book, and if you are successful gambling with said sports book, you will get limited. As soon as you start getting money, winning money, they will change up how you can bet.
So my $20 bet is safe.
For right now, you keep doing that every weekend. You hit parlays 10 weeks in a row. They might come to you and say, yeah, you can only do $10.
I'm on nine right now.
See? But again, that's what happens. And one of the things I've told people, the easiest way that to get limited is there are guys that sell prop plays. And in big, like, you know, you got a big faction that people come in and they buy your picks or they buy your prop plays. And you're all betting the same thing. You're using a great algorithm. Then all of a sudden, they're going to go, everybody's using this same, thank you for drinking, this same system. We need to red flag this. And anybody that's been betting it, we're going to limit them. I mean, if you're on a sports book and you're winning, this is the weird thing about it. You're winning. And you're winning doing something well. You don't have, you're not ripping them off. You're betting. You're finding the best values. And you're a successful gambler. You will 100% get limited by an online sports book.
Let me be cynical. Chauncey Billups arrested for illegal gambling linked to illegal poker, operated tied to the mafia. He's tied to the mafia.
That Portland mafia is no joke.
So if he's already doing illegal gambling things tied to the mafia, what if he owes the money? What if they've compromised him in basketball games?
That's what happened to Tim Donaghy.
Exactly. They haven't found that out yet. I guarantee you they're going to investigate into that. But what the cynic in me says, well, I mean, he's tied to the mafia.
It's the same thing that happened. Like,
if he owes money, who am I to say that he's not compromising basketball games?
I still think this is going to come back on Malik Beasley, even though they said they didn't necessarily find anything that time around. But like, you go back and watch the games. What reason does some guy have to dribble all the way down the floor and get a dunk with no time on the clock when you're losing by 8? You know, there's 3 seconds. You can't make a 9-point shot or even an 8-point shot to send it to overtime. And this sumbitch is dribbling down the floor as fast as he can, going in for a dunk. And you're going, that seemed really important to him. I mean, it's just like you see a lot of this. And with Terry Rozier, as soon as they said his name, I was like, yeah, I could see that. You know, when you watch just his interactions, the things he's done, he's that same. Remember, Terry Rozier was that guy that was so high on the plane that they had to land the plane because he was just so messed up. But again, you watch the games and seeing him put up all these shots, like people used to joke about it. It was an ongoing joke. I want to be as good at anything as Terry Rozier thinks he is at basketball. It's like, hey, man, you got 2 all-stars on your team. Why did you put up 28 shots tonight? It's like you look at some of those things.
Maybe somebody bet it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and again, the more and more they're going over it, they're going to find out this. And basketball is one of those sports where if you get to a, you can have such an impact getting to a player, a coach, or a ref.
Oh yeah,
unless
you're, one player.
Unless you're being absolutely blatant, it'll take time, but they'll figure it out.
Well, last year, the Trailblazers went 36-46.
Yeah, I'm checking all my Denny Avdia props. Did you sit him, Chauncey? No. But they're saying this is poker for Chauncey, but you're 100% right.
Hey,
if he gets in, He gets in and he's got, like, he's down money to him. Now you're in their pocket. You're doing their bidding. That's exactly what happened to Tim Donaghy.
Yeah.
Hey, if you got this debt, you owe us $300,000. Here's what you do. You're going to fix this game. And then you know what? After you fix that game, you're not done because now they have you. You have to keep doing it.
Here's my fear with these leagues being tied in with gambling. What if the leagues become in debt to gambling?
You know me. I love gambling. I love handicapping. I love breaking down games. I even love the fact that people call you all kinds of names when you're wrong. And, you know, it gets old. That stuff gets old. But, like, I think I'd miss it if I wasn't doing it.
Okay.
The back and forth. But this is something, too, where they got in bed with this. And they knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's selling out to the almighty dollar. We got to make as much money as we can. I mean, it's a business model, right? And I get you doing this. The NBA was the first one to get in bed with them, yep, where they wanted to make money off of the gambling. So they make a percentage by promoting that stuff. DraftKings is what? The NBA, they're the official sports NBA sports book. FanDuel has the NFL and other stuff, but baseball. I believe. And now you're hearing these ads for it and pushing it. And I mean, I'm looking at some of this. We have the eye in the sky that changes plays on the field. It changes the result of plays. We even had one change after a play had been run.
Yeah.
I just don't, I even as a gambler, I'm not one of those guys when I lose, like, oh, that was fixed. I know people do it all the time, but I can't fault you now because we've seen it's happened.
So you think 100% that some games are fixed?
You'd have to now.
From officials.
Oh, there's been that talk of that for years. I mean, why do we have numbers with referees?
I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying that we had those situations.
Why am I blanking on the guy's name? Scott, the referee that Chris Paul in any big game.
Donahue?
No, that's Tim Donahue. No,
Chris Paul always gets.
Scott.
He has his worst game.
I can look it up.
His team loses the game every time that guy refs.
Yeah.
Except for like once or twice in his career. And again, could that be
Scott
factual?
Scott Foster.
And the weirdest thing about the NBA, do you know this? That most of the NBA officials come from a small place in PA.
Really?
Yeah.
Scott Foster, I was going to say, he's from Maryland or PA. I can't remember which one.
They're from PA because he was friends with Donaghy, and then they had to cut ties because of what was going on. And everybody's like, well, if he was friends with him, how do we know he wasn't doing it? And then the Chris Paul stuff comes out. I mean, this has been going on for years. You got butthurt people that lose bets, and then everything's got to be fixed because you're losing. The sad part is, it's like the guy telling you he saw aliens. You're like, yeah, you got abducted, right? And then all of a sudden it happens, and you're like, maybe that was going on. But you don't want to believe him because it sounds ridiculous.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45, but on the other side, speaking of gambling, is Jeremy Carr's Daily Line.
Yeah, nice night last night. Hit my, I was 4-1 in my top plays. I still don't know how I didn't go 5-0 if you watch that Bulls game. I mean, I do know how. I'll give you the reason why, but we'll get into that. I did hear, though, Chauncey Billups, when they didn't cover the game, they didn't cover the spread. He took the ping pong tables, the pinball machine, and the cornhole boards out of the locker room.
The ping ball?
The ping ball. Anyway, I've got plays.
Rob's going to kill me.
For everything tonight. 3 NHL plays. I'm on a 5-game winning streak in the NHL. 2 NBA plays, one that I absolutely love. Some prop plays, NFL, college football, a little bit of everything for you when we come back.
Number 2 overall pick gets it into Wembanyama, guarded by Washington. Wembanyama, the fake, the reverse, and the foul. A figment of our basketball imaginations. Victor Wembanyama, a chance for 3.
You know, it's easy.
Yeah, was that Joe? I'm sorry, I know you told me it was courtesy of. I do this all the time. ESPN, courtesy of ESPN. Joe will literally tell me like 5 seconds before we come back, and then I'll start talking and go, yeah, that ain't going to work. I had too many edibles. Not this morning, just overall. So last night, if you missed that, I had the under in that game, and I talked about how the Spurs were a live underdog. I thought they would win the game against the Mavs. All the talk of Cooper Flagg and whatnot. Wemby, if he stays healthy, this is another one of those. This isn't quite like Shohei, freak of nature. Like, he can do things. I mean, you are seeing a 7-foot, what is he, 6? 7-foot-5? I don't know what the hell he is now. Shooting threes, changing how defense is being played. He had a 3-on-1. He was the one. They didn't score. The Mavericks took 30 mid-range shots last night. Now, if I say that to you, don't you think that's a Wemby effect?
Yeah.
40 points in 30 minutes. What do you have? Three blocks, 15 or 16 rebounds. He is a freak of nature. And as long as this weird body size that he has, because he had the, what the, you worry about like blood clots with some of these guys, heart issues, all types of things. And then when he missed some time last year for a health issue, you're going, it's a little concerning. But when he plays, there's nobody quite like him in the game. So we had the under last night. That was a play for me. I went 2-3 in the NBA. I'm a little pissed off at the Bulls over because if you go look at it, every quarter was high scoring. You had everything you wanted in the game, and I just went back and looked at the numbers. There were so many blocks and steals that sometimes blocks aren't called turnovers, but if you block the ball and get it back, what is that? You're turning over the ball. Yeah. Steals, obviously it's a turnover.
It's not a turnover?
Steals, what, blocks?
A blocking, yeah.
No, they don't count it as a turnover.
They do in college, don't they?
No. No.
I thought they did in college.
It's a block and a rebound. You get a block and a... If you block a shot and you catch the ball, you get a block and a rebound, not a turnover for the other person. And, you know, in watching these games, so last night...
That makes sense because it's a missed shot.
Yeah.
It's a missed shot.
It is, but like they also call... Let's say I'm going up and I have the ball here and you strip it from me.
Uh-huh.
They call that a block and not a steal.
Because I don't like that.
I don't either.
Well, you're going in the... Okay, I don't like it,
but you understand
the act
it.
Of shooting.
Yeah, it's like some of the gray area on how the rules go. But anyway, there were a bunch of steals in last night's game, a ton of blocks, and then I started looking at the three-point percentage. And that's why I lost the over. So we had, what, 233.5 or 234, whatever it was yesterday. And I think they end up scoring like 227, 228. That's where we lost the game, is that they both shot like trash from the three-point line, and they shot like 40 of them. This league now, it's just, it's three-point shots and dunks, man. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And get used to it, because that's, I think it's how it's going to be moving forward. Now, the other games I had last night, I won the Knicks, which was my top NBA play. We won the Mavericks under. I lost the Hawks. I lost the Magic. The new look Miami Heat. Norman Powell played his ass off last night. And so you're looking at the situation we have in the Eastern Conference. It's going to be fun. In the NHL, I talked about it. I've rattled off 5 wins in a row. We had Buffalo last night. And I told you how much I love the Delaware over. That hit as well. So where are we going today? Let me just run through this because I know I'm rambling here. Let me start off in college football. This isn't a great game. This is my play that I'm betting this. It's an island game, and I talk about it, how much it means for the home team. Georgia State is not good. They're not. But they're at home catching 6.5, and they're the only thing in town right now, right? I know the NFL's on. I know the NBA's on, and they'll catch more eyes, but don't tell the kids there. They're on national TV. And how often is Georgia State going to be the ones getting on national TV and, you know, getting that the fans there, their home crowd? I'm going to take them plus 6.5. I think they play better tonight. I think they keep it close. But it's still one of those games. South Alabama is a better team than them. Neither one of them are good, but, like, this is what we're dealing with.
2-1-6, 0-3 teams.
Yep. So, all right, that's what I like there. I'm going to take Georgia
State. You don't like Davenport, the quarterback for
Oh, he's great.
South Alabama?
Who doesn't like Davenport?
He's the man. Yeah. Bishop Davenport.
Is it Bishop?
Bishop.
Wasn't he in Juice?
He was.
Bishop?
He don't have, it's a team 1-6.
Raheem. No juice. Sorry. Anyway.
You know what? Last time you called me crazy?
All right. Here's what I love in the NHL. And I do love all three of these plays. Carolina, Colorado, under 5.5. L.A. and Dallas under 5.5. And Chicago and Tampa Bay. I've seen some sixes out there, but I've also seen 6.5, so I'm giving it out at 6.5. I've never had 6.5, Rob. You heard yesterday. Joe told
that.
Everybody I had 2.5. Damn. Anyway.
You guys got 2.5, man.
Stop telling everyone.
Maybe on the way in. Go ahead.
NBA. I love the Nuggets. One thing I know about basketball is the Warriors have no answer for Jokic. Does that mean the Nuggets are going to win? No. But Jokic is going to be on one tonight. I don't know what it is when he faces that team. He's going to put up a triple-double or damn near it and dominate that game. Whether or not they win, we'll see. Warriors have a win under their belt against the Lakers. So I like the Nuggets tonight. The more and more I dove into the second game or the early game, I love the Thunder tonight.
You do.
Both teams. So the Thunder against the Pacers home opener. Pacers still missing Tyrese Halliburton. The Miles Turner stuff that went down. So now they're replacing some pieces, and we're going to see what this team looks like without what made them go.
I mean, two superstars missing the season because of same injury, Achilles.
Yeah. And then you have...
light skin up in Boston.
Yeah. Well, he's not there. Oh, you're talking about him. I thought you were talking about Damian Lillard.
No.
Because the light skin thing still applied, right?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it does.
All right. It's Dame time. It's light skin time. Anyway, the point is, OKC tonight, I think they're a mismatch. I think SGA goes off, and it'd be a hard one to pick tonight between Jokic and SGA, who I think has the better game. I'm probably going to go with Jokic, but you can get both those guys in your lineup. Hats off to you. I think OKC is a great spot tonight to pull off a 7.5-point road favorite. I think they cover that win. I love the under in the NFL game tonight, and here's my props. Cops trying to take my... Anyway, TJ Hockenson under 4.5 receptions. I love this. If you look at the charges and what they've done against tight ends.
Right.
So Brock Bowers had 8 receptions against them for 31 yards. We had this past week in a shootout.
So they let them pepper them, but they're not getting a lot of yards.
They can't get the intermediate and deep passes. So like, and typically TJ Hockenson isn't a guy that's catching it off the line. I wouldn't be surprised they throw a couple to him short. Mm-hmm. But now if you watch the rapport that Carson Wentz had with Jordan Addison this weekend, that's who he's going to, and the running backs. I'm not saying Hockenson can very well get over this number. I just don't see it happening against a San Diego Chargers, an L.A. Chargers team that's really limited what tight ends can do against them. That's why it's minus 160. That's why it's my favorite prop tonight. I like Carson Wentz under 3.5 rushing attempts, and I like him under 21.5 pass completions. Since I like the under, all of these things correlate with it. I love it all together. I do like the NFL game tonight. The under there would be my favorite play to go along with OKC and the Chicago-Tampa Bay over in the NHL. There you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057 is the number. I'm mesmerized by this whole the Mets documentary, 30 for 30 on ESPN. I saw it before. I think the reason why I watched it, you know, I'm not a documentary guy. The Mets were the first non-Baltimore team I think I rooted for in the World Series.
Really?
Yeah. Because 79, I remember in the World Series. You know, I watched the other ones, but I never really rooted for anybody. I really rooted hard for the Mets because I love Doc Gooden and Daryl Strawberry. I love those two. I was kind of a Lenny Dykstra fan too.
But yeah.
Doc and Strawberry, I love both of them guys, man.
Yeah, there's a new sports documentary out that I was just telling you. I can't remember what it is.
David Johnson, former Oriole.
But I love documentaries. They're one of my favorite things to watch. Because, like I was telling you, with the Perfect Neighbor thing, and then the one with the catfish thing with the girl getting all the text messages.
Oh, that was bad. I saw that one. Hey,
and by the way, if you do like documentaries, I would tell you don't ever watch Dear Zachary. Do not watch Dear Zachary. It's one of the best documentaries that I've ever seen.
Then why you say don't watch it?
It will destroy those heartstrings. I mean, it will break you seeing what happens.
Does the Bulls play tonight?
No, but it went under last night because Wednesday's the new.
Go ahead. Kyan Reisterstown is joining us.
What's up, good Kyan? Morning, fellas. It's a great day. Listen, Bulls in first place right now. Think about it. First place. This is an underrated team. I'm not just on my high horse. I love that they're
underrated.
Under
1-0.
Yeah, it might be a surprise team in the East. Keep an eye on that. Bubacic and Bazelis. We got a lot of crazy names. I'm not up and down that roster too, Jeremy. Bubacic and Bazelis. They have great chemistry on that court, man. I mean,
I used to have a pair of them when I was growing up in high school. A pair of Bazelis.
Rob, do you know how to spell
Bazelli?
Do you know how to spell Bubacic? It's Buzelis.
What do you say?
Bubacic.
Booba. what country is that where the Z is a B?
Hey, Jeremy, I got a quick.
It's Buzelis.
Bubacic.
Hey,
yeah.
Jeremy, what's thicker than King Sir, man?
What?
Beyonce, man.
Oh, I was going to say Serena's thighs, but okay. But it's so funny, though. I love, like, he had an idea where it started, but he didn't know how that thing finished. It did start with a B.
Bubacic.
Zealous.
What was that? Is that Goonies? Booby Trap.
Yeah, Booby Trap. Oh, no, Booby Trap.
That was Goonies, right?
Yeah.
A little.
That was it's funny that kid got two mentions today because I brought up Indiana Jones and he was short round in Indiana Jones.
Yep.
And he was Data in Goonies.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we got a serious question, Johnny.
What's up?
All right, so this is a question I asked Rob the other day. We were debating, if we had a draft, are you on Rob's team or are you on my team?
Oh, I'm on Ed's team.
No. He done.
Rephrase it. Are you black or white?
Oh, no, I'm white.
I told you.
God bless you, man.
No, I told you. Johnny, I had it right, man.
Johnny, I don't want this to come across the wrong way.
Already came across. Johnny listens to this show. He ain't taking it the wrong way.
What you think? I got a dialect or something?
No, you got the perfect in-betweener voice, and I couldn't figure it out. And I'm one of these guys that listens to people's voices because I want to imitate it.
Johnny, I told him, man. I told him, man.
Hey, look, no disrespect, but I mean, I just, you know what I mean? It's just my voice.
Yeah, no, it's not. This isn't a disrespectful thing. People want to know. Okay. Like, I had people say, hey, are you black? And I'm like, are you serious? Talking to me. Like,
hey, Johnny, you might be a white dude, but I still say, man, have a good day, brother.
I'm just glad he's on my team, Rob.
And he didn't say he was on your team.
He's on Ed's team.
Yeah, I don't think, just because he's white, he ain't on your team.
Hold on, we're not doing this again, man. This cat over here tried to tell me he was thinking about taking the Bee Gees from me, which I said, you ain't getting Ed.
No, I did not say that.
You are not going to be my everything.
That's why I don't want him, because I don't want Andy Gibb. I think if I got, yeah, that's what I don't want. I don't want.
Yeah, let's get it.
If I think he's part of the package, and I talked to the boys in the back. Hold on a second. Yeah, we don't want Andy.
Hold on.
Hold up. No, thumbs down. No, Andy.
Let me talk to Wayne Brady and part of Michael Jackson real quick. Guys. Oh, sorry.
Lionel Richie.
Solo Lionel Richie.
See,
when he's wearing the shiny suits, the shiny jumpsuits, he's with the Commodores.
It's like Chris Tucker.
He's doing his dance.
Chris Tucker is like, you don't have any black artists here. He's like, we have Lionel Richie. He's like, Lionel Richie hasn't been black since the Commodores.
Exactly. See, I never heard that before. Tucker said that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard that before.
Rush Hour.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I do remember that now. Yeah, y'all, you can have solo Lionel Richie.
You know what's funny? It's the first joke today is a Michael Jackson joke.
we thought about taking the Beatles. I mean,
no,
the Bee Gees. I'm sorry. No, you had the Beatles.
Come on,
we thought about taking the Bee Gees, and we huddled up, and someone said, well, does that mean we got to take Andy? And we talked to everybody and said, Andy was part of the package. Don't want Andy.
Andy's the one I care the most about.
You can have them all.
I just want to be everything.
We'll just listen to some of them. I thought Andy was a solo brother.
He was white.
No, he was the solo one, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did the solo music. Barry was the lead singer.
But he didn't sing. That was Barry singing.
I know, but that's everything. When I said it. No. That's not. That's Andy.
Be Your Everything is a Andy?
It's Andy's solo song. Go ahead and look that
Andy,
up.
Andy Gibbs, Andy Griffith. You can have all of them. we don't want any of them.
Well, then we'll take and D'Lo Brown. So no, look, I think when you're looking at like the Bee Gees, by the way, one of the best documentaries you could watch is on the Bee Gees. Those guys were cursed. The ugly one with the big teeth, you know, the one where his lips never touched. I don't remember which brother that was. You know which one I'm talking about.
I actually was just like doing, I couldn't sleep. I was looking at the Wikipedia for the Bee Gees the other day.
Are you serious?
There's Maurice, Andy. Was it Maurice?
Maurice was the
Yeah,
ugly
Maurice
one,
is the one I think you're thinking
I hate
of.
Saying the ugly one, but it's the only way to like really. He's got.
Who were the three? The three to get, what are their names?
Barry, Maurice.
Andy, and.
No, Andy wasn't part of the three.
Andy was the younger brother that came over later and he started his career afterwards.
Right, but he wasn't part of the Bee Gees.
No, no.
Yeah, he was just a Gib.
He was the
Robin.
Most,
Robin.
Robin was the ugly one. Right? Oh, now I'm looking it up.
So Google ugly Bee Gee.
Yeah, I'm Googling ugly Bee Gee.
Google that. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today.
Robin Gibb.
We learned who the ugly Bee Gee was. Today is National Horror Movie Day. Joe, do you like horror movies?
I hate scary movies.
I hate them too, man.
I love them.
I know. That's why I didn't ask you. I knew it.
I love them.
We talked about this before.
The bad ones, the good ones, give I don't me the
like
gore.
I don't like horror movies. Don't touch me. If you jump at me, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you good. Boston cream pie day today. Does anybody like Boston cream pie?
I do. It's my second favorite kind of cream pie. Coconut's the other. Gee, okay, you know what? You know what, Rob? Actually, I hate coconut cream pie.
I was right.
Actually, I don't even get that.
Today is also National TV Talk Show Host Day.
Did you have a favorite one growing up?
TV talk show host?
Yeah.
Man, that's a good one. Probably Oprah.
Yeah. I fell into the white trash Jerry Springer stuff.
I did not.
I remember watching Geraldo with my and Sally Jesse Raphael good. And Donahue with my grandmother.
Oh,
I watched
know,
all of them.
Other than Oprah Winfrey, I like the guy who was married to Connie Chung.
Oh, that's Mari Povich.
Probably Povich.
So,
I liked him.
And there was
Cade's dad.
Huh?
That's Cade's dad.
Cade Povich? Yeah. That's very nice. He's half Asian. Look, he's married to Connie Chung. That's you know what? I can't win today.
Birthdays in sports today would have been John Heisman's birthday, you know, Heisman Trophy. Today would have been Chichi Rodriguez's birthday day, golfer. And soccer great Pele would have celebrated a birthday today. Pass rusher Nick Bosa turns 28 today. And Joe, Doug Flutie and Al Leiter share a birthday. Who's older?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'll go with Doug Flutie.
Jeremy?
I'm going Al Leiter.
Today, Al Leiter turns 60. You know you lost because you know Doug Flutie's older than that. He turned 63.
I didn't like it.
Get a better question.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. I got to go fast. Here. Michael Jackson always carried jumper cables. It was in case he wanted to be starting something. My dad raised me single-handedly. It wasn't easy being the son of a pirate.
Ooh.
My wife said she'd leave me if I didn't drop my obsession with Hollywood martial artists. Damn. Van Damme. I asked the librarian if the library had books on paranoia. She whispered, "They're right behind you. They're behind you." This one's stupid. Scientists tried to cross a cheetah and a crab gene together. They were worried because it can go sideways very fast. That's a double entendre.
I got you.
Me getting kicked out of heaven for saying, "This place is beautiful as hell." And lastly, what did the elephant ask the naked man? "How the hell do you breathe out of that thing?"
Wow. You know, if they refer to him as Hollywood martial artist, yeah. That suggests that
he was a ballet artist. He wasn't a martial artist. Steven Seagal turning people's hands upside down.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.